Also in the news this week, Australian researchers have published a paper in the journal Nature confirming that fish were having sex over 380 million years ago. That's 30 million years earlier than we've ever known about before. Over in Australia, our friend Nikki Phillips from the ABC Radio National Science Show met up with John Long, who's head of sciences at Museum Victoria.
Geologist John Long and his team have discovered how ancient vertebrates have sex and even how their penis functioned. This research, combined with earlier finds, suggests that vertebrates separated into males and females in primitive fish almost 400 million years ago. Scientists have known ancient fish had sex since their discovery of a primitive mother fish with a fossilised embryo inside it in the Gogo region of Western Australia last year. The mother fish, a species called Ptyctodon, is from a group of extinct fish called placoderms. Since then, scientists have pieced together fossil records of another species of placoderms, called arthrodires, and revealed they too contained embryos. These fossilised embryos are the oldest records of live birth in vertebrates. And because live birth can't occur without sex, scientists knew that primitive fish were doing the deed, but how some of them were doing it has remained a mystery until now. John Long from Museum Victoria.
Now, looking at more of this amazing fossil fish material from the Gogo sites in Western Australia, we found that the biggest group of these armoured fish, the placoderms, the biggest group, the arthrodires, also have embryos inside them, and they were also fertilising by males copulating with the females. But this is something that we would not have expected, because when you look at the group that the mother fish belongs to, the Ptyctodons, they actually show sexual dimorphism. The males have claspers and the females don't. And claspers are what we see in sharks and rays today, that's how they copulate. The arthrodires, on the other hand, their pelvic fins up until now have been always depicted as very simple structures, just like simple fins. So it made us go right back and look again and look hard at these fossils to see if anything had been overlooked. And then we found it. It was another fantastic eureka moment when you make a big discovery that for 100 years has been completely overlooked. We found that these pelvic fins in these arthrodires had an extra articulation. And that articulation meant that they had a long lobe attached to the fin that was directed behind the fish in a rearward direction. And that it looks exactly like the claspers in modern sharks. So we found out not only that this major group were having internal fertilisation, but we found out how they were doing it. And we believe this shows the origin of the beginnings of sexual dimorphism in vertebrates.
So structures found on fossilised fish can tell us a great deal about the evolution of sexual dimorphism, that's different characteristics for males and females, and the more we understand about these ancient animals, the better we understand our own evolutionary history. That was John Long from Museum Victoria talking to Nikki Phillips from The Science Show at ABC Radio National, and that paper is out in this week's Nature.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.